today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's time for September new music, new music, new music, new music, new music, new music, new music.
Polizei, 3-4 Offizier, 5-6 alte Hex, 7-8 Harris King.
In the suburbs. This is Harris in South Carolina. I hope everybody is doing well. I'm calling in about new music from September. Actually, the first episode has aired today. I will listen to it in a minute, but it finally inspired me to call in. A band I discovered in September was on, I think, the Apple Music new music playlist that I sometimes listen to, sometimes I don't, but I was glad I did a couple of weeks ago because they played a song by I think they're from Austin, Texas, the Black Angels. And the song immediately caught my attention. I didn't know them, and I probably should have. They're named after a Velvet Underground song, and it's great psych rock, very psychedelic sounding. I like the whole album. I think it's close to an hour, but everything is great on it. Hard to pick one song, but I really like Vermilion Eyes. I picked it up off of Bandcamp, and it's a great, great album among a lot of great albums in 2022. So I hope everybody's doing well, and go listen to The Black Angels. I already pointed it towards Vasant Ramamurthy for potentially on his radio show because it's definitely some good my noise. Talk to you soon.
Patrick, Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore, Maryland with my new music picks for September. My song for the month is LCD Sound System's first new song in 5 years called New Baby Roomba. It's part of the soundtrack to the movie White Noise that'll be coming out and towards the end of the year. It's got a great little groove. It's been on near constant play for me since it came out. My album for September is Alex G's God Save the Animals. Alex G is a singer-songwriter based out of Philadelphia. So many good songs on this record. I suspect you'll see this album on several best of lists towards the end of the year. The song I suggest playing is called Mission. Thanks very much for all you do. Have a great Rocktober, everybody. And we'll talk again soon.
I've run the whole world round. Too late to slow down now. I'm not the man you've been missing. I was trained to stick to the mission. I was trained to keep it on track, yeah. I was asleep like a child.
Right. I want to thank Kevin and Harris very, very much for those picks. Cool stuff. Enjoyed all three of those tracks. Also want to say big thanks to Kevin Porter for coming out to night one of Suburbs Fest. It was awesome to meet him in person. Such a nice guy. And really great to put a face behind the excellent music, new music picks he's been sending in pretty regularly, which we really, really appreciate. So big shout out to Kevin. Hope you're doing well. And happy Rocktober to you also, sir. Picks for this month for September New Music are now closed, so I really appreciate the folks who got in their picks over the weekend. Thank you very much. We're going to feature those here in the next couple days. And now is the time to start thinking about your Rocktober New Music picks. Probably going to be a lot of good albums and songs coming out in Rocktober. There always are. Why do you think they named it Rocktober? There's a reason. Good rock and roll. And again, you can record a voice file on your smartphone, send it as an email attachment to rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call our suburban party line.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the suburban party line.
612-440-1984. And there's actually one more pick for this episode, and it's from me, Patrick Foster. Okay. Hi. I've got a pick, an album, actually, that came out in September, and it is by the artist Sudan Archives, also known as Brittany Denise Parks. She's an American singer, artist, songwriter, violinist based in Los Angeles, and she put out her debut album, which I love, called Athena in 2019, and so happy that she's back with a new record. Her new record is called Natural Brown Prom Queen, and it's great stuff. I mean, the influences are some African, as you can probably tell by the title. There's also kind of a new world beat sensibility about the music. There's also an otherworldliness about it that comes from blending a lot of different styles, somewhat similar at times to what MIA might put together, but in a little more sparse, a little more haunting way. She recorded this album with her partner James McCall, who is a rapper from LA. And they have a house together, and they built a studio in her basement and recorded the album together, Natural Brown Prom Queen. And I think it's quite, quite good. So we are going to close out today's episode with a song from that record. It's called Homesick, and in parentheses, Gorgeous and Arrogant. So enjoy Sudan Archives, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Hi.